Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The NBA, always topical. Classic NBA. We get a brand new NBA champion on Thursday night. And then by Saturday night, we're talking about where everybody could be going because Anthony Davis has now been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. The off-the-court stuff, every bit as important and to some more important than the on-the-court stuff. To joining us now to talk about all that, as he does each and every week on the program, you can get him on Twitter, at Hoops Critic. You can hear him on SiriusXM, their NBA channel. You can get him on NBA TV as well. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, happy Father's Day. Really appreciate you making time. And how about this Anthony Davis trade? Man, where are the Lakers right now, Geltz? And we know there's more moves to be made, but pecking order-wise, how much improvement does Anthony Davis paired with LeBron James provide the LA Lakers?
Well, first of all, happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Let's start with the fact that there's a void at the top of the Western Conference in the absence of the Golden State Warriors. We know that Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, even if they're re-signed by them, are not going to be playing for them next year. So the Warriors aren't going to necessarily be the same. We have no idea what the Rockets are going to do. It's really wide open in the West for the first time in a while. And the Lakers seized an opportunity here, and they went and they brought in Anthony Davis. And I will say this. They gave up a crap ton, Shawnee. They gave up their entire future to make this deal. But the understanding has to be is that when you have LeBron James at the age of 34 turning 35 on December 30th, your time is now. That is the commitment you made to signing James, and you got one stub year, and you used it. So when I spoke to people around the league about the Lakers and their pursuit of Davis, the same thing, and these were personnel execs I'm talking to, the same thing, Sean, is what you heard from everybody. The word was desperate. Desperate, desperate, desperate. They were willing to give so much more than anybody else. Now, listen, a couple of teams stayed in it for a while, but no one was willing to meet this kind of price tag because, yes, the number four pick is a big price tag. The players they sent out, Ingram is a very good player. Ball has largely been unhealthy, but is a good player. Josh Hart is a useful guy that should improve a little bit, but doesn't have a mountain of upside. But, again, useful guy. That pick and the players. Then you get the other draft picks. One of them is guaranteed to be unprotected. The second one may end up being unprotected in years that LeBron James is not going to be there. And then you turn around and look at the pick swaps, two pick swaps after James's contract expires and he's likely to not be there anymore. That's kind of it. Listen, it's almost a bet on the don't pass line that LeBron James is going to be retired and Anthony Davis is going to be hurt at that stage of his career. And we don't figure the Lakers are going to be able to sign a lot of free agents. And it's a great gamble by David Griffin because what he does is he puts his team in great shape right now with adding some players to be competitive this year. And he is very clear about wanting to bring Zion Williamson into a competitive situation. He may not keep the four pick. He may wheel it for more of a now type of player to be able to compete. It doesn't matter because he has a future already planned out that the Lakers have laid out to him like a red carpet. I can't believe the job David Griffin did here. And I'm a big Griff guy. You know that personally and professionally. This was off the charts, Sean. This was an incredible, incredible job by a GM exploiting a situation for everything he could get from it.
Yeah, Geltz, I said earlier in the show, this is better than any movie ever made while making four straight NBA finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers. This was an incredible move by David Griffin. And I guess, Geltz, with the Lakers, you trade all those future firsts. You're mortgaging your entire future. As you mentioned, even there's assets in there that you've really jeopardized your team once LeBron James probably isn't even playing for the Lakers anymore. But I think I feel like the Lakers have always felt they can probably do things like this because they're Lakers. And eventually, we'll have cap space and we'll sign free agents. And the same way they did with LeBron and they trade here for Anthony Davis. Do we reach a point at some point, Geltz, where the cachet for the Lakers, where it's not what it is and you just feel like, well, we're the Lakers and we'll just land somebody? Or are we going to reach a day anytime in the near future, or maybe in the foreseeable future, I guess, where the Lakers don't carry that kind of cachet, where they can just rebuild on the fly like that with big ticket contracts anymore?
We may be there now, quite frankly. I mean, it's, you know, if you take a look at what they did here, they you know, there's three ways in the NBA to acquire players, Shawnee, right? You can do it through the draft. You can trade for players, but to trade for players, you have to have players in your team that other teams value to bring guys in, or you can sign free agents. This deal took the Lakers for the next 5 years and pretty much gave them one way to acquire players, and that's going to be through free agency. Yeah. Because they've given up most of their draft picks, and the ones they have pick swaps on. So it's going to be very hard to do it through the draft. And you haven't put yourself in a position, all of your player assets, except for Kyle Kuzma, have been shipped out already. So you can't trade any more picks to bring players in. You've exhausted that in this one deal, and you just don't have a ton of player assets there. So the Lakers have clogged it up, and they better hope they have that cachet. But here's the thing. They really don't, and they lack self-awareness. They don't realize that they don't. They still think we're this incredible, wonderful brand. They've been a laughingstock for the league. Now, listen, they did a very good job building a coaching staff. Frank Vogel, I think, will do a good job as head coach if Jason Kidd doesn't undermine him. Putting Lyle Hollins on staff was an absolutely fantastic move, and you know that was my radio partner, so I'm a tad biased there. But I think he'll do a great, great job for them. They've done some good things, but the bottom line is this: unless you're going to get guys that want to come play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis for less money, I don't know how you're going to acquire the right kind of group around them to make yourself elite, put yourself with the pack, be a very good team. Absolutely. But to be able to be elite, to be able to be head and shoulders above everybody, I don't know that guys are just rushing to do that. I think that Laker cachet has eroded away, and the last ones to actually realize it are the Lakers.
Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, I actually promised the audience the first question I'd ask you would be, who's the third guy going to be with the Lakers? Because we know there's still some space left once this deal is done to go try to get somebody. And I feel like they need, I mean, there's only five guys under contract right now. They need players. Who are some names? Are there any names out there that are at the level of a third guy where you feel like they've got a guy who can fully deploy LeBron James and Anthony Davis?
Well, let's start here. I'll tell you who it's not going to be, and that's Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's staying East. It's likely to be the Nets. There's an outside shot for the Knicks still, but it's most likely to be the Brooklyn Nets. And Kyrie Irving's not going to put himself back in that situation with LeBron James. That's why he asked out of Cleveland in the first place. And whatever phone calls he's made to apologize don't make him want to rush back there anyway, regardless. Could they pursue Kemba Walker? They could, and it may end up being a decent marriage. Listen, Kemba hasn't been in a winning situation, and he's had a lot of pressure on him in Charlotte, and I know he likes that community. I interviewed him back in October. He looked me in the eye and said, my intention is to stay here. And he doesn't necessarily have to have a supermax to stay there. But by the same token, this is an enticing situation for him. I think you'll see the Lakers make a push there. They'll try to make a push for Jimmy Butler. But I'm really convinced Jimmy Butler's going to stay in Philadelphia. I think he knows he has a good thing there. And so I think they're going to run out of options pretty quickly. And what are you going to end up looking at? Listen, the Terrence Rosses of the world, Danny Greens of the world, Darren Collison, Corey Joseph. These are the kinds of guys that they're going to round this team out. They're not likely to get a third star. The third star for this team is probably Kyle Kuzma. And they're going to try to fill in with some pieces. Now, listen, if those pieces that they fill in with, it can't be guys that can't shoot at all. I mean, you look at what they brought in last year with Rondo and Lance Stephenson and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I mean, these are guys that could throw a bag of garbage off a pier and couldn't hit the water. You need shooters. So you're going to go ahead and Redick and Terrence Ross and Danny Green. These are the kind of names that they're going to pursue. But I think it's actually they're going to use this cap space, not by choice necessarily, on just filling out with the right kind of role guys and really the best they could do with that kind of money. I think that's what you're going to see more likely than them getting a third star.
Geltz, last one before I let you go. What happens with Kevin Durant now?
I think Kevin Durant's going to get a max deal from either Brooklyn or New York. And I think it very well could be New York. I think that the Knicks would, with everything that's gone on with the Knicks here, if they ended up with Durant and paid him $38 million in a redshirt year for them, I think they would see that as a win. Keep one thing in mind about the Knicks here. they're going to roll. They're going to end up rolling over to cap space anyway. So if you can lock Durant up now and not have to worry about a pursuit next year, it's money you'd have to pay to somebody. So pay it to him and know that when he gets healthy, he's going to step out on the court for you, and then give yourself a year to find somebody that will join him here. You know, one of the things that we've gotten hung up with here as a basketball watching society and social media and a basketball following and covering society is this whole two guys got to come together. These guys are going to pair up. Everybody does it like James and Bosh are going to do it. It doesn't really work that way. Most situations where you get stars pairing up, one guy gets there first and the other guy ends up joining him and coming with him. So for the Knicks here, I think bringing in Kevin Durant is going to be something that will help them. They'll get considerate saving face based upon kind of the way this offseason is starting to slide away from them, the way that Brooklyn has pulled Kyrie Irving away from them. I think that's probably where he's going to end up, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Nets redshirted him for a year also, just because their program has been on the upswing and injecting him would be there pretty good. But I think it's likely you're going to see Durant on one of these two New York teams with a max deal. I really do.
It's Brian Geltzeiler. Get him on Twitter, at HoopsCritic. Listen to him on SiriusXM NBA. Watch him on NBA TV. Geltz, really appreciate the time. And once again, very, very happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Happy Father's Day to you, brother. I'll talk to you soon. You take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.